Test 65, Section 2, Question 16. And here we're looking for what would make the argument perfect. We want to know what's going to make this perfect. And it says, any member of the city council ought either to vote against the proposal or abstain. So you should vote no or not vote. But if all the members abstain, the matter will be decided by the city's voters. So if everybody abstains, it should go to the voters. So at least one member of the council should vote against the proposal, so at least one person should vote against it. Now, our conclusion is somebody should vote against it, and the evidence is if everybody abstains, then it's going to go to the voters, and everybody should either abstain or vote against. So the big gap here is we're assuming that we don't want it to go to the voters, because if everybody abstains and it goes to the voters, we don't have a clear reason for why that would be bad. In fact, I think that seems pretty good. But for the purpose of this argument, if we want to say, if we're trying to conclude that somebody should vote against it, we've got to have a reason why we don't want it going to the voters. So A, if all the members of the city council abstain in the vote, the city's voters will definitely decide in favor. Well, while this might seem like it's going in the right direction and it would help, because it won't make it quite perfect because we don't know that it's bad if we vote in favor of it. We just know that the council members should vote no or abstain. We don't necessarily have perfect proof about whether it should or shouldn't pass. B, the proposal should not be decided by the city's voters, and this is better. This is perfect because if it shouldn't be decided by the voters, then we know you shouldn't have all the council members abstain, and one of them needs to vote against. So B is perfect. I would take it and go, but let's look at the others. No members of the council will vote in favor. Well, it doesn't matter whether people will or won't. It's about whether they at least one should or shouldn't. And so the fact that none of them will vote for doesn't mean that someone should vote against. If not everyone in the council abstains in the vote, the matter will not be decided by the city's voters. Well, that is something we're saying if they don't all abstain, then it won't. But that isn't going to make this argument perfect that they at least one should vote against it. We need to add that element of we don't want it going to the voters. So D, while it's consistent with the passage, it won't make it perfect. And then E, if one member votes or ought to vote against the proposal, the others should abstain. Well, we're not trying to prove that others should abstain, just that one should vote. And therefore, answer choice B is definitely the best one.